As the winds of spring sweep across the landscape, our outer world is refreshed and renewed. And as we take a deep cleansing breath, life sweeps in and we are refreshed and renewed. Life is in our every breath and in every beat of our hearts. We take this time to breathe fully and deeply and settle into this sacred space. As we quieten our bodies, we also quieten our minds. We let go of any anxious thoughts or concerns. We begin this time with a renewed sense of peace. Inner peace is ours in this very moment. We are refreshed as we allow all worry to diminish with each breath we breathe. We relax deeply as peace fills our heart and mind. We are one with God, one with all life, safe, loved and deeply grateful for each blessing. We breathe in deeply as we think peaceful thoughts in the silence. Today's reading is from Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Yahweh. God, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice, my cries for mercy. If you kept track of our sins, Yahweh, who could stand before you? But with you is forgiveness, and for this we revere you. So I wait for you, Yahweh. My soul waits, and in your word I place my trust. My soul longs for you, Yahweh, more than sentinels long for the dawn, more than sentinels long for the dawn. Israel, put your hope in Yahweh, for with Yahweh is abundant love and the fullness of deliverance. God will deliver Israel from all its failings. Amen. There's a lovely story about two young children visiting their grandparents for the summer. Johnny was given his first catapult. He practiced shooting in the woods but missed everything he aimed for, as young boys of that age tend to do with new ventures. As he returned to Grandma's back garden, however, he spied her pet duck. It wasn't the only duck that she kept, but it was her favourite. So on an impulse, he took aim and let fly. This time he didn't miss. His stone struck and killed the duck. The boy panicked. He didn't mean to hurt the bird. He was even sure he'd miss, but he had killed it. His panic grew to desperation and he hid the duck in the woodpile, only to look up and see his sister. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing to her grandparents. After lunch that day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen today, didn't you, Johnny?" She whispered to him, "Remember the duck." Blackmailed by his sister. So Johnny did the dishes. Later, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing. Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper." Sally smiled and said, "Oh, that's all taken care of. Johnny wants to do it." And again she whispered, "Remember the duck." So Johnny stayed while Sally went fishing. Johnny did both his chores and Sally's for several days until he could stand it no longer. He confessed to Grandma that he'd killed the duck. She said, "I know, Johnny." She gave him a big hug and added, "I was standing at the window and saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you. But I just wondered how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." Johnny's grandmother was more ready to forgive than he was even to ask for forgiveness. Similarly, we are surrounded by more grace than we may realise. But a disturbing inner voice often whispers, "Remember the duck, remember the duck." Some people live their whole lives enslaved by the voice that says, "Remember the duck." They never let themselves be forgiven. They don't know the meaning of deep peace. They are seldom free of guilt and feel as if happiness only comes to others more deserving. What does it matter if the whole world were to love us and accept us in spite of our failings if we persist in feeling badly? Are we sick of feeling sick about the mistakes of our past? Maybe it's time to forget the duck. After all we've done, we can rectify the past. Then it's time to put it down. Forget the duck and be free. Let us pray. Let us extinguish those things that keep us unprepared. Fear of others, fear of questioning, fear of moving beyond who we are. Let us extinguish those things that take up too much room, that crowd out God's way of living towards the poor and hungry. Let us extinguish those things that blind us from the truth, that fill our hearts with those things that glitter but are not of heaven. Let us extinguish those things we trust, that promise much but give little, that spin one thing but end up somewhere else. Let us extinguish the false hopes peddled by the powerful who have tipped the balance in favour of themselves in trade and tax and government. Let us lay aside those things that keep us too busy, that we are never prepared to love when lovelessness abounds. Let us light a flame ready to be the light of love. Let us get ready to be the light of justice in a world that has forgotten justice, that we might shine in the darkness of injustice. Let us be prepared to be the light of truth in the propaganda of the world that speak truth to power and light to darkness. Let us be waiting to light the light of hope when there is crisis around us, a light that promises renewal as the darkness gathers. Let us be primed to light the light of the gospel in every path we take and every journey we are on and every word we speak, that Christ's light transform our waiting into his becoming. Amen. Now may the God you see in all the colours of creation arouse in you a sense of awe and wonder. May the God who is a sacred presence be real to you. May the God who is a source of inspiration and courage keep calling you forward. Amen.